College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. All right, I want to do something a little bit different today. Why don't we call it a toss-up Tuesday? So, Rob, this is what I would like to do. Let's play a game of toss-up, and this is the scenario. It is 2:15 left in the game. Your team has the ball on the 20-yard line. Your team has one timeout. You are down four. I will give you one of these two quarterbacks. Which quarterback do you feel is best equipped to take your team down the field and score a touchdown? Let's play toss-up. Let's start with, in this scenario, Rob, would you rather have Dak Prescott or Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, God. I know I'm going to lose.
That's the real answer to this question. We're just not winning the game.
Yeah. The opponent can celebrate. Tua. Tua by the slightest of margins. I do think Tua is smarter with the ball in these situations. I think he's more risk adverse. I think Dak is going to throw a backbreaking pick. I don't know we're going down the field with Tua, but I feel like the ball's going to stay in my team's hands the rest of the game. So I'm going to lean toward Tua.
You know what? I'm going to add a little bit of a caveat to my own question so I can make sure that I get the right answer. When is this game played? If this game is played in October, Dak's taking us down the field. If this is a week 7 Thursday night football game, sure. Dak, we're scoring on this drive. Is it January? Because if that's the case, I mean, I got a pick six coming one way or the other. We'll be better just run the Wildcat all the way down the field. We're not scoring a touchdown here. I'm going to take Dak. I think Dak gets a little bit of a bad rap. Certainly in this hypothetical against Tua, Tua's only taken his team to the playoffs one time, and he was terrible in that game. I'm also not even sure if Tua's going to be healthy enough to start in the postseason. I'm going to take Dak Prescott. In this situation, I mean, we're not going to score one way or the other, but I do feel like Dak gives us a better chance of scoring. All right, same question. 2:15, one timeout left. Ball on the 20-yard line, down 4 points. We got to score a touchdown. Are you taking Brock Purdy or Jordan Love to get you down the field?
Who's my coach? Because a lot of what Brock Purdy is, I think, is
Zach Taylor.
Oh, then that's easy. I'm not taking Brock Purdy. I cannot take, unless you're giving me Kyle Shanahan, I can absolutely not take Brock Purdy. I will take Jordan Love. Brock Purdy's fine. Brock Purdy's like the 14th best quarterback in the NFL. I think with great coaching and talent around him, he looks at times like the 9th best quarterback in the NFL. But if I have a totally middle of the road coach like Zach Taylor, I don't trust Brock Purdy in those situations. Somewhere in his body is still the Iowa State player who loved to throw picks. I am going to take Jordan Love.
Yeah, you know what I realize, low-key? You be throwing a lot of shade towards Iowa State. You don't really throw a lot of shade towards K-State. You do towards Missouri because I cheer for Missouri, and I get it. It's the back and forth. It's the rivalry. I get that, right? You be throwing a lot of shade towards Iowa State. What is Matt Campbell? What have the Cyclones done to you?
I mean, I got no beef with Iowa State.
You've been calling him Bush Light Boy. You've been calling him that for 5 years.
I mean, he is Bush Light Boy. The highlight of his career is when they finished those pallets up in Ames.
I'm going to take Brock Purdy for this reason. Now, I think that Love has a higher ceiling. Like, it is certainly more boom or bust. It will be a more dazzling drive if Jordan Love is there. I think Purdy's just consistent. I don't think Purdy throws an interception on this drive. I think you're wrong. I don't think he throws a pick on this drive. My only concern with Purdy would be this, and why what would make me pick Love, higher ceiling, and let's say that you take Brock Purdy and you put him on, I don't know, let's use the Chargers as an example. a team that has decent talents, but not like all world talent on offense. I think Jordan Love's just better equipped on that team than Brock Purdy. So I know I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'll take Brock Purdy. I don't feel good about it. I'm going to take Brock Purdy. All right, keeping with our toss-up, it is 2:15 on the clock. 20-yard line, one timeout left. Your team is down four. Which one of these quarterbacks do you trust to take you down the field? Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield?
2 years ago, this was an easy question. 2 years ago, the idea of saying Baker Mayfield was nonsensical. But now, Baker's had a revitalization in his career that I don't think we spent enough time really appreciating. Like, he was done. He had bottomed out in Carolina. That's the bottom of the barrel. And now he's a top 12-ish starting quarterback in the league. It's a really great, great bounce back story. I think Jared Goff's more physically talented, so I'm going to lean Goff. But I don't think Baker's a bad answer. I think Baker's a gamer and will give you everything he's got. But I'm going to take the better arm talent slightly and take Jared Goff.
I think Goff's the better quarterback. I don't really think that's arguable at this point. I don't know, man. It's something about Baker. He's a fighter. He's a survivor. I think Baker gives me a better chance of getting down the field in this scenario. Like, who do I want? Back up against the wall. We got to get a touchdown here. I think I'm going with Baker. I feel like we got a better chance at scoring. Baker's going to come in that locker room. He's going to give us all a speech. He's going to get us all fired up to go out there. And I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to get us down the field. Part of this is just the belief. And I believe in Baker. I'm going to side with Baker Mayfield. I think I know which one you're going to be on, but CJ Stroud or Jaden Daniels, which one do you trust? Which one's getting you down the field? Which one are you scoring a touchdown with?
I'm going to take Jaden Daniels. Is that who that I was going to take?
Yeah, of course. You've been hating on Stroud for years.
I've been here. I know it's July. We haven't gotten into the full-fledged football season yet, or even you haven't had fake football season yet. But you've been talking about a Commander and Jaden Daniels regression heavy. Do you know who had a regression heavy in their sophomore year? C.J. Stroud.
That did happen.
I saw it live and in 4K.
That's how I know it's about to happen to somebody else, because I've already seen it.
It was all over the television. And I think Jaden Daniels is more physically gifted than C.J. Stroud. Like, Jaden Daniels can do things that C.J. Stroud can't, like run around and make plays. So, yeah, I'm taking Daniels in that scenario over Stroud. I don't think it's like an obvious, but I think it's the safer and smarter play.
Yeah, we've been doing this with CJ Stroud, where I think it's been a little bit of hate. This is why. It wasn't that long ago that CJ Stroud was the answer to all of these questions. Hey, which quarterback would you take? And now at 23 years old, it feels like we moved on from CJ Stroud and we picked the new flavor of the month. I think that much more of the problems last year with the Texans were related to the surrounding parts and not the quarterback. That offensive line was arguably the worst last year in the National Football League. There was a stretch there where you didn't have Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, or Tank Dell. They were all out with injury. Any young quarterback is going to take a step back in that situation. I'm still very much a C.J. Stroud believer. You know what? I'm taking C.J. Stroud for this question. Last one. Are you taking Jalen Hurts or Justin Herbert?
Justin Herbert. He is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts. It is just undeniable.
For sure going to throw it to the other team.
And if you are
certainly in a critical spot.
If you are not the Eagles, I think this, and this is a positive for Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman and the entire Eagles brain trust. I don't think Jalen Hurts works almost anywhere else in the country. I think if you traded Jalen Hurts straight up right now, one for one with Sam Darnold, the Eagles have figured out with Sam Darnold, and Jalen Hurts will be a bust in Seattle. Like, I think it is that simple. But if I'm not Nick Sirianni and the Eagles, I think Jalen Hurts is not the answer. I'm taking Justin Herbert just because he has his flaws, but he is a better passer than Jalen Hurts. So I have to take Justin Herbert.
No, I don't have to do anything. Please keep Justin Herbert off my team. I don't want him around me. I don't want him around my family. I don't want him around my loved ones or anyone that I care about. I don't trust him. At his age, at his stage in his career, with the numbers that he's put up, for you to have zero playoff wins and play poorly in the two games that you've played up against, we're talking about teams from the AFC South. You got a gift from the playoff gods. You had Jacksonville and Houston and you laid an egg both times? No. I'm not taking Herbert in anything. In fact, I'll take anybody over Herbert. I'll take Anthony Richardson over Herbert. I'll take Tyler Shuck, and I haven't even seen him play. I'll take him. I'll take Daniel Jones. Who's starting for the Browns? I do not want Herbert in these situations. That concludes our toss-ups.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you agree with me, though, that the only place Hurts works is Philadelphia? Like, if you swapped out Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes is too extreme an example. If you swapped him out for C.J. Stroud, your favorite flavor of the month, and C.J. Stroud was an Eagle and
he's
Jalen
Hurts. He's not a flavor of the month. I think he's a good quarterback.
If you flopped them, is Jalen Hurts working in Houston? And this is...
I would just ask, how are we defining work? Could Jalen Hurts be a good quarterback on another team? Yes. Would they have won the Super Bowl? Probably not.
Is he... I think right now we are discussing if he's the fifth or sixth best quarterback in the country.
Yeah, he's probably like the 11th best quarterback.
I'm gonna say he's like 12, 13, 14. Yeah. I think most fan bases would draft him and feel like we're not getting all the juice out of the squeeze.
Yeah, I don't know. You know my stance on this is I'm starting to feel like we do that thing with quarterbacks where we just don't give any of them credit anymore. Like, how many guys do we play this game with?
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.